Welcome to Story 101. These little episodes are designed to be your quick reference guide to story theory. So for those days when you need a quick refresher, you can pop in, give the episode a listen, and then get back to your writing. My name is Valerie Francis. I'm a writer and literary editor, and I focus on stories by, for, and about women. In today's episode, I want to talk to you about semantics. In other words, the way we talk about story theory. Now, the biggest problem facing writers who are trying to understand theory and learn how stories work is that there's no standard lexicon. This leads to no end of problems and, frankly, arguments. If we were accountants, then it wouldn't matter where in the world we studied or who we studied from. We'd all know what a debit is. We'd all know what a credit is. We'd all be able to create balance sheets and profit and loss statements and all that good stuff because we'd be governed by generally accepted accounting principles. But there's no such thing for writers. Story theorists and writing teachers use terms either that they've learned from someone else or that they've made up on their own. I've made up a couple of terms myself. And what we're all trying to do is pass on knowledge that we have in the best way that we can. Now, the challenge comes when we're starting out in this weird and wonderful business of ours. And when we're starting out, this lack of consensus, this lack of a standard glossary, makes it way more difficult to understand story theory than it needs to be. However, the flip side to all this is that once we do understand the fundamentals, all of the different ways of looking at and understanding the core concepts is actually very instructive. Now, this problem with semantics is so entrenched in our business that, you know, we're never going to get rid of it. We've just got to learn to embrace it. It pops up all of the time, trust me, and it makes writers who don't have a solid grasp of story theory really dig their heels in and argue with one another. You know, seriously, sometimes it gets really nasty and there's really no need. So I'm pulling this episode together right now because it just happened again in a Facebook group, and many of you might be in the same Facebook group. And you may have seen this post. Now, in this particular case, I have to admit, an argument did not ensue, but it's an example of the kind of thing that tends to get tempers flaring. And I thought it might be good for us to have a look at it. So apparently, Orson Scott Card has a seminar called The Nonsense You've Been Taught, and in it, he says the following. And this is a big quote that was posted in the Facebook group. Orson Scott Card says, "Let's begin with the nonsense you've been taught that story theory has something to do with conflict. Scenes work best if there's some kind of conflict in them, but stories aren't necessarily about conflict at all. What you have is not conflict, but struggle, and that's a very different thing. If your characters are just breezing through life and nothing is hard, then you don't have a story. But as soon as something that matters to them is hard, then you have a story." Now, to the uninitiated or to someone who's just looking to grab a quick answer or tick a box or someone who wants to cut corners, this quote seems to be letting us off the hook when it comes to doing the hard creative work of writing great scenes and great stories. The danger here is that writers will take this comment at face value and think that they don't need to worry about conflict anymore. But anyone with an understanding of the fundamentals, who is willing to stop and think for a moment, will realize that all Card is doing is looking at conflict in another way. Novice writers hear the term conflict and immediately think of a fist fight or a verbal argument, some overt kind of conflict that has a degree of violence. And sure, yeah, this is conflict, but it's a very narrow view of it. What it lacks is nuance. It lacks an understanding of what conflict is all about and what it really encompasses. There is something that your character wants, typically as a result of the inciting incident of the whole story. For example, in a romance, the inciting incident is boy meets girl. What the boy wants then, in other words, his object of desire, is to have a committed relationship with the girl. Now, if he simply says to her upon first meeting her, "Hey, baby, let's get married," and she says yes, and then they live happily ever after, you don't have a story. The boy has got to earn the girl's love. He's got to earn his happily ever after. There will be things that happen in the outside world that get in the way of his happily ever after. Those things are called forces of antagonism. They are obstacles he must overcome. You know, maybe they live in different cities. They are people who have their own objects of desire that are different from his. For example, there might be another guy who wants to marry the same girl, and so it's in his interest to keep the boy and girl apart. All of these forces of antagonism bring up moments of conflict in the outside physical world of the character. There may very well be something overt, like an argument. In Pride and Prejudice, Elizabeth and Darcy verbally spar all of the time. But there's all kinds of other conflict happening in the outside world as well. There's Bingley's sister who wants Darcy for herself. Then there's the class system. There's Mr. Collins and Mrs. Bennet who embarrass Elizabeth, and on and on and on the list goes. But there's also conflict happening within Elizabeth. For example, Mr. Bingley isn't what she believes a rich man to be, and her sister Jane loves this guy who belongs to a world Elizabeth hates. Let me give you another example. As you're working on your manuscript right now, you're dealing with internal conflict and external conflict, and both of them are causing you to struggle. Externally, I'm willing to bet that you have to fight for your writing time. There is always something or someone pulling you away from your work. You've got a work deadline, like in the job that's actually paying your bills. You have a deadline there that needs your attention. Maybe you have a kid who needs help with his homework. You have a cold. There's a leaky pipe in your house that you need to attend to. Internally, you're struggling too. You don't have a solid understanding of the theory, and so you keep writing yourself into a corner. I speak from experience here. I have done that many, many times. I look at them now as learning experiences. You might suffer from imposter syndrome. You might spend more time scrolling on your phone than you do writing your novel. So all of this to say that struggle and conflict are the same thing. Clearly, it's helped Orson Scott Card to see them as different things, but perhaps it's a reminder to him, when he's writing, to bring nuance to the types of conflict in his novels. And that's a really good reminder for us, too. But it doesn't let us off the hook. You know, he's called his seminars "The Nonsense You've Been Taught." And maybe he's just stating it that way because it's a marketing tactic to get people to take his course and, you know, to grab their attention. I don't know, but I prefer not to be that cynical. The bottom line here, and the whole reason why I made this episode today, is because I want you to do yourself a favor and keep an open mind. Focus on the concepts that people are talking about, not on the specific term that they're using or the label that they're putting on a particular concept. Quibbling over semantics is a waste of your time and your energy. And you're better off spending both that time and that energy working on your manuscript. Okay, that's it for this Story 101 episode. To support the show, please leave us a rating and review and tell your writer friends about us. For access to writing templates and worksheets and more than 70 hours of training, subscribe to my Inner Circle by visiting valeriefrancis.ca/innercircle and follow me on Twitter and Instagram at @Valerie_Francis. And remember, story theory does not have to be difficult. It's a tool to help you write more, not less. So take it one step at a time and have fun.